If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine.
Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the Hizzle for Shizzle, biznatch.
Welcome in. Daniel Ogden in for Rick Tittle today. Hope everyone's having a lovely day. It's a great day here in the city of San Francisco. I'm going to start off with, have you ever been in a conversation where you're not talking and the other person's the only one talking and you're not really listening, but they're still talking? If you know me, you've probably been on the other side of that conversation, and that's probably why I'm talking on the radio. And now, you're again on the other side of that conversation. But that doesn't change the fact that sometimes it pushes the barriers of ridiculousness. Anyway, show today. It's going to be a good one. We got Carmine Marino from Pro Wagering joining us next. Mike E. Winfield, comedian. He's going to be at the World Famous Punchline this weekend, coming up at 11:25 Pacific time. And then in the last segment, nice little interesting Mike, I hope I'm not butchering the name, Provenzali from Heritage Auctions. Got a bunch of good stuff that they're putting up for auction. The Babes jersey. I have a friend that doesn't believe that Babe Ruth was real. I wonder if the jersey would change his mind. Who knows? Anyway, a lot going on in the sporting world. Football is starting to heat up. Don't have a ton of time to get to anything but interviews today, but that's what we will do. Carmine Marino, coming up next. Daniel Ogden in for Rick Tittle on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
This is JD Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Hour two of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour two of Titillating Sports.
I am so excited to be back on the Rick Tittle Show.
Welcome back in. Daniel Ogden in for Rick Tittle once again. I believe this is the end of the Rick Tittle hiatus parade. So last day without Rick. He'll be back on Monday, as far as I'm aware. But anyways, joining us next, we got Carmine Marino, pro wagering. And Carmine, what is happening in the world of horse racing this week?
Well, you got some big races in Canada and California as well, but the big race is the Alabama. This is a race that would have been a prohibited favorite for Peter Anna, would have probably been 1-5. She's passing on this race to race next Saturday in the Travers against the boys. She may actually be the favorite in that race. That's how good she is. This particular race has now become a very wide-open affair. In fact, the two horses that I like aren't the favorite. Candid is the favorite at 7-5. I really like a horse by the name of, I think it's called Chitalis. She's trained by Mark Glatt. She's a California horse. I had her in her first win when she broke her maiden last year. And at Del Mar, this is an animal that I think could really be dangerous, go to distance, wire to wire. Morning line is 8-1. This is going to be a wide open race. There's no way I would get a favorite in this race.
Is there any sort of weather conditions or anything in general besides just straight up the horses that we need to be concerned about?
Great question. This horse can handle the off track, as can my other horse in this race, which is Power Squeeze, ridden by Javier Castellano. I think that's a great little exact, and they both like the off track. I think that'll be a big plus if it rains. There is a possibility of rain tomorrow. You know, every day when you're in Saratoga, there's a possibility of rain. But that storm that's coming up from Florida looks really big, and I think it could impact the race somewhat. But I'm telling you right now, this Alabama Stakes will be a price horse. I mean, there's a lot of horses in this race that are long shots. There's a horse by the name of Just Basking, which is a daughter of the 2016 Travers winner, Arrogate. She's certainly near the top contenders list. She just won out in Iowa at Prairie Meadows by 4.75, 4.75 lengths, big race. That'll grab some money. I just don't think they're going to be able to beat Mark Latt's horse. I think this horse is really legitimate. She came out and won her last race, her first start of the year, in Indiana. She held on. I think she's going to be a lot tighter for this race. And this is a race that's 1.25 miles. So you don't usually see fillies and mares run that distance. So this is going to be interesting on the dirt. I really like this horse. If this horse can get on the front end, get loose, and dictate policy, speed will kill, and this horse will win the race.
Speed always kills, right? I mean, just in general.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and we're talking to Carmine Marino, pro wagering, here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Real quick again, can you give out that exacta just for the
I love the horse called, it's Chatalas, Chatalas, with Power Squeeze.
Power Squeeze. Okay.
Yep. Okay.
All right. You heard it right there. Now, also, maybe just taking a quick look ahead to the Travelers. You know, you said that she's going to be racing with the boys and probably the favorite. Can you give us a maybe just a quick preview of that one as well?
Well, right now, Torpedo Anna looks to be the horse that we're looking at in that race to be the upsetter. You got all the boys. You're going to have, you know, Door Knock. You're going to have a lot of interesting animals in it. So that'd be pretty good. I know I'm getting a little back talking on my phone. I don't know what that is.
Back talking from me, or
I'm hearing something in the background. Don't worry about it. I think Door Knock will be in that race. It'll be the boys against the girls. This Torpedo Anna, if it likes it off track, so if it rains, she's going to be tough. I don't know if she'll win next week. It'll be interesting, but the way she's dominated the fillies, she's a great horse. And every now and then, as the season gets on, you get a horse like a Torpedo Anna, a filly going against the boys, and they usually surprise. And this may not be a big upset.
Interesting. I've been pretty clear. I'm not a huge expert in horse racing. That's why I always defer to you. You're the guy. And if you're looking for all the information, obviously, you know, check out Pro Wagering, Carmine Marino. He's got it all. As far as any other sports, you got any baseball plays, or what are you looking for in terms of football? Football moving forward, isn't everybody just happy that football's back in general?
The answer, Jessica, is the weather's going to be cooler. But you know what's amazing is all the injuries. It's an amazing amount of injuries so far. And I got to tell you, I think the NFL is making big mistakes not letting these players get their reps in, because not getting reps, you don't have the timing. I know they're afraid of injuries, but I think if the players are playing not to get hurt, they get hurt.
Yeah, isn't that, I mean, almost sort of the same thing as like when you're a team that has a lead, and you're playing not to lose instead of, you know, playing to win, like you usually end up losing.
What's the old saying about the prevent defense prevents you from winning?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And it's like when you're just trying not to do something, it's like, are you a golfer or no?
No, I'm the handicapped.
Okay. Well, I'm not a golfer, but, like, you know, I still go out and like to, you know, drink some beers and hang out with the boys. And if I hit one good shot, then I feel like Phil Mickelson because I'm a lefty for about 5 seconds. But when you're looking at the hole and you're on the tee and you think in your head, don't hit it in the water that you're about to hit it over, 90% of the time you hit it in the water, right?
Absolutely.
You know, and it just feels like in all sports that's the case. And sometimes it's just when you get in your head, you know, you're just sort of overthinking things. And but anyways, who are you looking? I guess I'll give you two sports. I'll give you baseball. I'll give you football. Just in general, and you don't have to give me, you know, finite picks. But who are you looking at as far as, you know, AL and NL champs and AFC and NFC champs, or at least people that you think have a good chance, or maybe the odds look pretty good that you can, you know, lay some scratch down that would have a good return on.
the San Diego Padres, I told you that last week.
Yep.
They remain very, very hot. They're on fire. The Dodgers are playing better now, but the Dodgers, I don't like the way they're coached. I don't like the way they play baseball. I think the Padres are the upset team in the National League. The American League is potluck. Whoever is hot at the time of the playoffs, that's the team you got to ride. Because right now, it's potluck. Every week there's a new hot team. Like Seattle is hot again. I mean, I just personally think the Padres are the team to watch. I think that they made the right moves during the trade deadline. I think you're going to see the San Diego Padres catch the Dodgers. I really think they can catch the Dodgers. And having a strong bullpen is the key. Once again, the New York Mets bullpen sucks, and they lose again to the A's yesterday. I'm telling you right now, the National League, the team that you have to watch out for is the San Diego Padres. And I'll tell you what, Cleveland, the Guardians are playing some ball, but the Twins and the Royals may both make the playoffs. Don't be surprised if one of those teams becomes an upsetter. As long as the Twins don't play the Yankees, they're good.
Really? The Twins. I mean, I was saying the other day, I think it was Wednesday, it really is like the most open baseball season in the last, as long as I can remember, in terms of there's so many different teams that are all like so close. And normally you feel like there's maybe two front runners that everybody's like, oh, it's going to be the Dodgers, it's going to be the Yankees or whatever. And I feel like this year it's just not the case.
Listen, the Phillies are good. They're very good. That wouldn't surprise me. But the Padres, I'm looking for somebody to surprise the world. This could be the year the Padres get it done. And as far as the NFL is concerned, it's too soon to call. I mean, where there's a Mahomes, there's a way for Kansas City. I think the Chargers are not going to be the team people think. I don't think Harbaugh's that coach. I don't think you're going to see the Bears knocking on the playoff door and being great. I think the Bengals are a team you got to watch out for, especially if they're healthy.
Yeah, that division is just crazy. Bengals, Ravens, Steelers, and the Browns even. I mean, depending on Deshaun Watson, obviously. But Carmine Marino, pro wagering, the Alabama this weekend. Make sure that you lay down that exacta. Carmine, thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, man. Carmine Marino, pro wagering. Daniel Ogden here in for Rick Tittle. Mikey Winfield coming up next.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to Worldwide Sharp @gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
I'm going to give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly, yellow, no good keister off my property.
Thinking about calling Rick Tittle, just put down that phone and shut your ugly face.
Welcome back in. If you are thinking of calling Rick Tittle, don't, because he's not here. Daniel Ogden in for Rick Tittle. Rick will be back on Monday, but joining us now, we have comedian Mike E. Winfield, and I'm just going to make it clear, it's Mike, then the letter E, then Winfield. He's at the world famous Punchline this weekend. He's got a couple shows tonight, couple shows tomorrow. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great. And yes, if anyone's looking me up, it is Mike E. Winfield. But this weekend is Michael, because I'm discussing all serious subjects. We talking about everything that people need to know, from guns to relationships to why people eat goldfish. You know, the cheesy one. So,
like the actual, you're not talking about actual goldfish. You're talking about the crackers.
Yeah, the ones that come in the. No, I'm not talking about crackers. Yeah, crackers.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. All right. And also, real quick, the Punchline, the shows on Friday are not the same times as the shows on Saturday. Correct.
Hey, thank you for sharing that information. Yes, you are correct. They are 7 and 9 on Saturday, and tonight, Friday, is 7:30 and 9:30. And last night we sold out, so let's keep that going.
Heck yeah, nothing better than being in front of a crowd, and I'm sure you feed off that energy, right?
Oh, I definitely feed off of it. It's love here. I mean, I got a lot to share about San Francisco, man. I just love coming here, and it always reminds me that I'm poor. I wasn't sure. And it just reminds, like, when I imagine living here, I just start filling out a cardboard sign, because that's exactly how it would look if I was living here.
Well,
how do people do it?
I mean, I live outside of San Francisco, and I've never lived in the city, because I feel like most people that work in the city don't live in the city, and then most of the people that live in the city work in, like, you know, San Jose or whatever tech, you know, campus, et cetera. You have lived in California, though, haven't you?
Yeah, I lived in California. Like, I can do that part.
Okay.
But even now, I'm in Los Angeles, and it's still San Francisco's a little elevated in cost. I can feel it. I know it when I walk in a coffee shop, and I look at the, you know, the listing, and I'm like, maybe I don't need coffee right now.
Maybe I don't need an 825 mocha, right?
I'm like, wow.
Oh, man, I feel
I'm
gonna
you. I'm going to go back to my hotel room and brew my coffee in the bathroom.
Now, how long you been in L.A. for?
Now, I've been in L.A. like a few years.
Okay.
You know, yeah, so, you know, it's different. It's different, and I like it. I like the differences.
Okay, so L.A., I always just have to ask anybody from L.A., and I feel like this is going to be different answers, but favorite place to get a burrito and favorite place to get a taco?
Ha-ha! All right, well, look at this. I'm going to lose a lot of people right now, right? Hey, man, it's like I go to these spots that got the vegan burritos. That's what everybody needs to get on. Get on the vegan burrito. And that didn't answer your question. So the best place I'm into a crunchy shell. Damn it. Man, you're right. It's like, it's so crazy, right, when it comes to L.A. too, man, because, like, you get all the best food of every culture made by Mexicans, because that's who's making everything in Los Angeles.
Well, I mean, it's the same here, but it's just funny because I feel like it's also in San Francisco, it's the same thing. It's like the burrito and the taco places are different. Like, you would think, okay, I can find a Mexican food place, or I can find a, you know, a dumpling place, or this place, whatever. And it's like, you would think that you, if the place was good, it'd be just good overall. But it's like, out here, we always joke, okay, if I want a burrito, I'm gonna go to this place. If I want a taco, I'm gonna go to this place. If I want nachos, I'm gonna go to this place. And none of them do everything great. But they all do that one thing that you're like, oh, I need that.
Here's the thing in L.A., I would say. I saw a high-speed chase with a guy behind a taco truck. And it looks like the taco truck was trying to relocate, and this man wasn't having it.
It was like the actual great, amazing food truck race.
Yeah, it was. I was like, oh, this is serious. I've never seen someone flag down and speed behind a taco truck. And why does the truck even go that fast?
Oh, man. We're talking to Mike E. Winfield. He's at the world-famous Punchline. He's got two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow night. Make sure that you check it out. Punchline's a great venue. It's right down the street from us. So, you know, make sure you check it out. I'm sure it's going to be a good time. And, but anyway, getting back to the food conversation. So, are you all in on just vegan in general, or just vegan burritos and tacos?
No, everything. Because, like, after, you know, I did America's Got Talent, and I was like, oh, things might work out, I decided I wanted to live a little longer. You know, so I've been making efforts to stay around the world, like, a little bit longer and feel healthier while I do it. So, yeah, because before AGT, I don't know, it looked a little grim, you know, it was decent, you know, it was okay, but it was like, I can't sustain this. If this stays like this, back to Stockton.
The 209, let's go.
Yeah. I love it out there, man. It's fun. I relate.
Well, okay, before you went vegan, did you ever go to Lockford Meats and Sausage?
Wait a minute, who's meat and sausage?
Lockford sausage.
Oh, Lockford sausage?
Yeah.
I'm afraid I missed out on that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It's like this tiny little sausage place. It's like out in that direction. There's a line every day. Usually we go before 4th of July, you know, because I'm not vegan, so I'm grilling up the meats, you know, and I just have to. But anyways.
Hey, well, look, you know I'm in San Francisco. People are really lining up for sausage here.
Oh, man, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. all right, real quick, we only got a few more minutes here, but and again, we're talking to Mikey Winfield. He's at the Punchline. Check him out tonight. Check him out tomorrow. As far as your career, I mean, AGT, The Office, like, what, where did you feel like you really, like, broke through and you really had confidence in yourself? And, cause sometimes, you know, especially early on, it's tough and it's tough to kind of mentally break through that barrier.
You know what? Absolutely. And it's not so much about a credit thing as much as it is a peer respect thing. Because
okay.
I feel like there's a lot of stand-ups, and we all know each other, and we all know the journey and the hardship. You know, the people come later, and then you get something, and then you're like, okay, now more people know. But the comics have already known.
Mm.
I feel like the artists, many of them, especially for how long I've been doing it.
Yep.
I mean, we know each other. It's just a matter of, it's really resilient. It's like not quitting. If you keep going, you land in something.
Yeah, and I feel like that in terms of the community, I'm pretty well versed in just the, you know, community in general. Like I mean, Comedy Cellar in New York is fun. Every time I'm there, I make sure to check that whole scene out. But you know, the store in LA. But it feels like it's like when one of you guys breaks through, you're all happy for each other, like genuinely. And
no,
right?
Really? I mean, it is. I mean, there's always the people. You know, there's always the people, and I get it. But for the most part, yeah, it's normally love because we know about sleeping at truck stops. You know, we know about like bombing in front of thousands of people. You know, like we've been through so much that you find out and it feels good, even, you know, when it's not you all the time.
Absolutely. Okay, so we got 1 minute left. So in about 40 seconds, I'm going to have to cut you off, but give the audience a preview or a quick little snippet of what they can expect if they come out to check you out at the Punchline.
Oh, pretty much this phone call.
Oh, man.
Hey, but look, this is what I'll say. Like, it's going to feel like a conversation. I'm going to get a bunch of stuff off my chest, and I think it's about me being a little older. I think I'm a little angrier, and I think that's the stand-up. That's what you're coming for, you know, find a common thread of what are we all angry about together, and that's fun to share.
Absolutely, man. Okay, so Mikey Winfield, The Punchline, two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow. Make sure you check him out. Mike, thank you so much for the time. Great conversation. I really enjoyed it.
Hey, man, appreciate you too.
All right, take care. Daniel Ogden in for Rick Tittle. We're coming back on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
An IBM study found that fan engagement and consumption of sports is shifting, revealing new opportunities for technology integrations, including artificial intelligence. International sports fans surveyed are optimistic about the impact of technologies like AI. Real-time updates and personalized bite-sized content rank as top priorities for fans when it comes to how generative AI can enhance following and engaging with sports events. While 64% of surveyed fans said TV is their top choice for watching sports, they are increasingly using multiple devices to follow sporting events. Younger fans between the ages of 18 and 29 may be reshaping how consumers experience sports content, engaging with content via multiple screens, and ranking personalized content as their top priority. Fans worldwide are continuing to embrace platforms and solutions that allow them to feel more connected and informed on their favorite athletes and sporting events. IBM's new study confirms this now includes embracing technologies like AI to deliver these experiences. Visit www.ibm.com for more information. Sponsored by IBM.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
I'm a pretty normal guy. I do one weird thing. I like to go in the women's room for number two. I've been caught several times and I have paid dearly.
Rick Tittle never eats beef jerky during any month that ends in November.
Rick Tittle might not, but Daniel Ogden does. I eat beef jerky in all months. Daniel Ogden filling in for Rick Tittle here on a wonderful Friday. Joining us next from Heritage, we have Mike Provenzale. And Mike, I mean, I'm looking through some of the stuff you got going on here. This is some pretty incredible stuff. I don't even know where to start. I guess we start with Babe Ruth, but I mean, there's so many things. I just can't even, like I said, I didn't know where to start.
Yeah, I've been doing this for a long time. I've worked for Heritage for 18 years, and it's the most incredible single auction I've ever seen in my life, and I think any collector would say that. There's a dozen pieces that would be the most significant item in any auction, that most of them are second fiddle to the Ruth jersey, which is the most incredible piece I've ever seen.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's almost like I can't even talk, and very rarely am I not able to talk about it, but it's like you go through the names here. It's like Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Jackie Robinson, Mickey Mantle. I mean, it's pretty ridiculous.
I'm in our New York office on Park Avenue right now. We have all the highlights from the auction on display, and we have those Yankee jerseys you just mentioned, Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Mickey Mantle, Joe DiMaggio, and Jackie Robinson all on display right in the windows, and it's just number 3, number 4, number 7, number 5, number 42, the most iconic numbers, and the most important players in league history.
So, and by the way, we're talking to Mike Provenzale, Heritage spokesman. We're talking the upcoming auction, which includes, like we just said, you know, Babe Ruth's jersey and Lou Gehrig and Jackie Robinson and Mickey Mantle. Is there any piece maybe that sort of stands out to you or sticks out to you personally that maybe you have some sort of a connection that you appreciate more than the other ones, maybe?
Well, my favorite is the Jackie Robinson. He's my favorite player. I think he's the most important athlete that's ever lived. He changed not just baseball, but our country. And we have a 1951 Jackie Robinson game-worn Dodgers jersey. Obviously incredibly significant, but it's just beautiful. It's like a work of art, the cream with the blue Dodgers across the front, and then of course the 42 on the back. But the one that really blows everything away is Babe Ruth's 1932 jersey that he was wearing when he called his shot in the 1932 World Series at Wrigley Field. It's the most thoroughly vetted and authenticated iconic piece that's ever come to auction, and the price that collectors are willing to pay for it shows it. The record for a sports item is $12.6 million for a 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle card graded 9.5 that we sold a few years ago. The Ruth jersey has over a week of bidding left, and it's already over $17 million.
Okay, and so there's a week of There's a week of bidding left. Where do people go to get involved here if they're they have the taste for these items?
So you can go to ha.com. The entire sale is available for there. It's open for bidding. It closes next week, August 23rd through 25th. And yes, there are many seven-figure jerseys, but there's over 1,000 items in the auction, so there's something for every level of collector, even those who can't afford a $30 million shirt.
Okay, now, real quick, I'm going to step back aside from just this specific auction, but as far as you go, do you have any pieces that that you really appreciate that stand out to you?
That I own personally?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
So I collect vintage photography,
okay.
And I am from Dallas. I'm a Cowboys fan. So I have a Type 1 original photo of Roger Staubach in his first start for the Cowboys, and it's a great image of him about to throw it deep, and that is my most prized possession that I would not sell for anything.
Okay, well, if you're a Cowboys fan, I really quickly have to ask you, sorry to step back from the auction for a second here, but
I can talk auction all day and I can talk Cowboys.
Okay. I'm a Jaguars fan, so Cowboys is not necessarily my alley, but is Dak the guy, and what are your thoughts of the CeeDee Lamb saga right now?
Okay. Personally, I love Dak. I've been a Cowboys fan my whole life. I'm 44 years old, so I saw the glory days in the 90s, and I've been in the wasteland ever since. They got lucky with Romo. They got lucky with Dak. It's just hard to find a quarterback that can perform consistently. Dak isn't the best quarterback in the league, but he's in the top 10. He has got them to the playoffs. No, he hasn't had a lot of playoff success. But when you look at these other teams that make it to the Super Bowl, you just got to be in the tournament and then get hot at the right time. And Dak gives us that chance, and especially when he's throwing to CeeDee Lamb, who I think is the best receiver in the league. And I understand there's a lot of financial concerns, but Jerry's got to pay the top guys the money if he wants to get the results that everybody's expecting.
Yeah, so do you think it's time for Jerry to maybe take a step back and let Steven sort of take over, or do you think it's...
The most common phrase in Dallas over the last 20 years has been, it's time for Jerry the owner to fire Jerry the GM. And Jerry, I believe, is the greatest owner in the NFL, but he needs to have somebody else doing the GM work. And the proof is in the pudding of, since he became the GM, they haven't had the same success. A GM has to be someone who's working 100 hours a week on just that. And Jerry, obviously, he can't. He's got a million other things going on. He has more businesses other than the Cowboys, and he isn't able to devote the time to it that people like John Lynch can. You know, John Lynch is not working on oil deals and real estate deals. All he's doing is focus on winning the Super Bowl, and Jerry cannot do that.
Yeah, no, that's such a great point. I mean, he really is, like, in terms of businessmen, like, one of the greatest businessmen owners that, you know, has ever lived. I mean, Jerry World, he literally has a, I know that's not the actual name, but everybody calls it Jerry World. You know,
that's what I call it.
Yeah, I mean, that's who doesn't, right? So, and the Cowboys as a franchise have turned into just, you know, like, one of the most valuable teams in sports, and it's just, but I, yeah, and so it's just, there's no, you know, denying that, but as a GM, I would totally agree. I feel like, you know, it's time to step aside, and, you know, when you look at, you know, and again, I'm not a Cowboys fan, but I am a sports fan, so when you look at sort of like the way that his son approaches it, I mean, he's like, let's draft O linemen. Like, let's be bullies. You know, like, let's get into the trenches and be physical. And I don't know.
When the Cowboys were at their best in my life, in the 90s, they had an offensive line so good that people use that as a detriment when they're talking about the greatest running back of all time, Emmitt Smith. So that is a key to success, and they've been good at it. But they just need to lean further into it and let an expert handle it. Cowboys, 3 years in a row, they've won 12 games. They made the playoffs. They haven't had a lot of playoff success, and that comes from those, not those star guys, but all those little extra guys, the guys that the Patriots were so great at getting, that can make those key contributions at the right moment. And GMs that are devoting all of their time to what goes on the field, they find those guys and have those guys available when the games really count in the playoffs, and the Cowboys have not had that.
As a football fan in general, I'll say I really feel for Leighton Vander Esch, because that guy was a stud, and I just feel bad that his career sort of cut short due to medical issues. And it
got to the point where, as a Cowboy fan, you'd be scared when he had a big hit.
Yeah, exactly.
You were hoping he would get up. And I've met him before. He is an incredible person. I think he'll probably get into coaching, and he'll do great at that. But, yeah, sad that he will not be wearing the star anymore.
Yeah, I mean, great player. And but anyway, okay, so let's get back to the auction here. As far as, you mentioned there's a bunch of other items, a little bit of flavor for just about everybody. Are there any kind of maybe unique items that, aren't the big ticket items of the Ruth, the Gehrigs, the Robinsons, the Mantles, that you sort of have your eye on, just kind of keeping watch of, let's see maybe how this does, or that you think is kind of a cool item that maybe somebody can, swoop in and snatch up?
So one of my favorites, it's a really unique piece. We have Refrigerator Perry's Bears jersey. He wore it during his rookie year. It's photo match to their Super Bowl 20 victory. And then what's really special about it is the custom-made jersey, because of his size, by Wilson. Along the side, it has elastic straps so it could expand. And the Bears were kind of cheap in that era, so they didn't want to buy multiple custom-made jerseys. So Refrigerator Perry wore this jersey for 4 seasons, and it is absolutely battered. It is a war garment. It has multitudes of team repairs, which is when they get a tear in the jersey, the team just sews it back up and sends it back out there. It is covered with them. So it's a beautiful piece for football collectors. Of course, want any jersey to look like it's been through the trenches, and this is the most battle-scarred jersey I've ever seen. And he's not a Hall of Famer, but an incredibly popular player, and because it's so unique, we're expecting that jersey to sell for $50,000.
Man, Refrigerator Perry. Is there a better name in sports? I mean, if there is, it's tough to figure one out.
Yeah. That, a few years ago, we sold Refrigerator Perry's Super Bowl ring. And as far as ring size, it's the biggest that's ever created. So my ring size is a 10, which is about average. His was a size 25. I could fit three fingers through it. It's the most massive thing I've ever seen.
That's insane. Okay, so we're talking to Mike Provenzale, Heritage Auctions. We got about a minute left here. Real quick, give everybody a quick rundown again. Babe Ruth's home run shot jersey. They got Lou Gehrig. They got Jackie Robinson. They got Mickey Mantle. Refrigerator Perry. Where can everybody go, and how do they get involved? Again, just give everybody a quick rundown.
You can go to ha.com to see the entire auction. And whatever you're into, Heritage has 55 different departments, so whatever you collect, we've got it. We're the top auction house for coins, currency, movie posters, comic books, even video games and VHS, fine art, luxury, all of it. So whatever you want to collect, buy, or invest in, you can find it all at ha.com.
Mike, thank you so much. Good luck on the auction, and good luck with your Cowboys this season.
Thank you very much. You have a great day. Thanks for having me.
You as well. Mike Provenzale, Heritage Auctions there for you. Go to ha.com. Check it out. Daniel Ogden, in for Rick Tittle. We're coming back right here to close it out on Sports Byline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Rick Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at Yo Mama's house last night. Now, back to Fat Boy.
Well, I may be not skinny, but I'm not Rick Tittle. And Daniel Ogden filling in for Rick here. Rick will be back next week. Week two, NFL preseason. Does anybody get excited about NFL preseason? Not really. Who's playing? How long are they playing? What does it matter? Et cetera. I think still the storylines in the NFL really just revolve around basically all the wide receivers that are essentially holding out and how those situations are going to be resolved. I'm not, to be honest, I'm not really sure on any of them. I think anybody's guess is pretty much how it's going to play out. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you to all my guests. Thank you to the servicemen and women serving around our country overseas. Stay safe. Come home soon. We appreciate everything you do, and thank you for your service. And thank you, like I said, to Mikey Winfield, Carmine Marino, and Mike Provenzale. Daniel Ogden signing off. Everybody have a wonderful weekend and take care.